You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Speaker, I think it is becoming increasingly clear that this House cannot find a way forward. This government, this Prime Minister, has failed to provide leadership. The only thing we should now be doing is going back to the people of the United Kingdom in a general election to end this impasse.
The Scottish National Party's Westminster leader Ian Blackford summing up another day of indecision on what's being billed as the most important issue to face British parliamentarians since the Second World War. Parliament, having taken control of the Brexit process from the government, was presented with 8 different possible Brexit options or indicative votes. It was hoped that an alternative would be found to Prime Minister Theresa May's deal, which has already been rejected twice by Parliament. But in the end, none of the options received the majority support that would clarify the UK's course. Rebel former Conservative MP Anna Soubry, who is now a member of the Independent Group, says although none of the options received wholehearted enthusiasm, there was an indication of which ones had the most support.
The Prime Minister's deal secured 242 votes. The amendment motion J supporting a customs union got 264 votes, and beating all of them was the people's vote with 268.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Theresa May has said she'll step down from her role if her deal to leave the EU is eventually passed by Parliament, and she would not lead the next phase of the negotiations. Political analyst Alan Wager says her resignation comes with conditions.
She's also threatened that if she doesn't get her deal through, that she won't resign. So the sort of carrot and a stick approach to the Conservative Party at the moment. But if she does get the deal through, then there'll be a leadership contest in the Conservative Party for a new Prime Minister. And the hope is that that will convince the final 30, 40 Conservative MPs she needs to get her deal over the line and get Brexit done by the time the summer starts.
Ms May's decision to step down has met with a mixed reaction from the public. Amanda Locke voted for Britain to remain in the EU.
It's not really a big surprise. In some ways it upsets me because I think these people that put us through this, they seem to be allowed to get away with it, you know? I think fine, step down, get someone else in, but she should be kept in a room or she should be made to sit in the House of Commons and sit through everything for as long as this takes, because it seems a bit unfair that she's able to run away on a mess that she's created.
But another voter, Thea Lumley, expressed some sympathy for the Prime Minister.
I have great sympathy for this lady who's given up 2 years of her life to try and sort out the problem with our voting for Brexit. So I do feel deeply for her, but I'm sure everybody else will get on with the job and hopefully something's going to come good from all of this. Yeah.
So exactly what happens next is not clear. A lot will depend on Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, on whose support Ms May's minority government has to rely. But that party's leader, Arlene Foster, says they find themselves reluctantly unable to support a deal which includes the so-called Irish backstop, an arrangement by which EU customs regulations would continue to apply in Northern Ireland after Brexit happens, in order to prevent the formation of a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic.
We wanted to get a deal that worked for the whole of the United Kingdom, a deal that worked for Northern Ireland, but now we're in a situation where we cannot sign up to the withdrawal agreement, and it's all because the Prime Minister decided to go for that backstop way back in December of 2017.
Analyst Alan Wager says the likelihood of either a no-deal Brexit or a second referendum has now increased.
There's mass confusion, essentially. Everything in the House of Commons, all the way from a second referendum to a no-deal Brexit, has been rejected by MPs. So before we knew that Theresa May's deal wasn't very popular in the House of Commons, now we know every sort of Brexit option, every sort of route out of the current impasse isn't popular with MPs either. And that makes two things more likely. It makes some sort of general election increasingly likely. It also potentially increases the case for the referendum. That's the case the people that were supporting a referendum have been making, that if there's gridlock, the only way is to bring it back to the people. It makes both those things increasingly likely.
Alan Wager says Britain has moved potentially closer to a no deal unless MPs can come up with something positive to offer to the EU. And it's become clear that there are no easy answers to that. Meanwhile, Ms May's deal is likely to make a final appearance in the House of Commons, and the lack of conclusions from these 8 indicative votes could make it marginally more likely that it will pass. One thing remains clear. Ms May follows in the footsteps of many Conservative leaders, including Margaret Thatcher, John Major and David Cameron, whose leadership has founded on the rocks of Europe. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.